Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey everyone. Today is September 26th, to be exact, Tuesday, September 26th, and welcome to the live broadcast of the Phenomenally You podcast. I ask you to bear with me this evening because I'm a little hoarse. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to get through this together. Welcome, everyone, to your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. I am so happy to be here this evening. And this evening, we're going to call this Freestyle Tuesday. You guys know I do this every now and then, where I'm not talking about one specific thing. I do try to tie everything together by the end of the podcast. I'm going to kind of feel this out. If I get too hoarse, I may end it before an hour, but I'm going to do my best not to. So you know what? Let's not even put that out there, because I'll always say that words are spells. Manifestation is very, very real, so you always have to be really careful about the things that you say and the things that you think to yourself. So you know what? I'm just claiming greatness throughout this entire podcast. I'm going to get through this, and we're going to do our thing for this podcast, this Freestyle Tuesday, and I hope everybody has been doing well. I hope that you are drinking your water, you getting your meditation in, you're exercising, you're eating healthy, you're minding your own damn business, and that is very hard. We all know that, right? You're reading. What else did I used to say? You're moisturizing, you're journaling, all the things that you need to do to be the best you that you can be so that you can walk in your greatness. I hope that you are doing some of that. And if you find yourself in a position where you can't, I just hope that whatever the strength is that you need, the motivation that you need in order to start that journey of self-awareness, self-care, self-help, self-love, I hope literally that it falls to your feet. Now, I can tell you it's not going to. Sorry, guys, I had to take a sip of tea. But I hope that it falls to your feet easier than having to go through a tremendous storm and to get to it. So, again, welcome, everyone. Good evening. This is the Phenomenal You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee. And I have to tell you, I had ended up moving my podcast last week. I moved it to today because, as you can hear, I've been dealing with, like, a little cough thing going on. It's not COVID, but let me tell you what's crazy. I took, like, 5 tests. And it's so crazy where we are today, because 5 years ago, this would not even have been a big deal. But you can't even cough in peace nowadays. People think that, you know, you have the gumbucka ruckus. So you do have to make sure that you are healthy. One thing I do recommend is for everybody to go online and see what the different symptoms are for different things. There's something out there called RSV, a regular cold, and then COVID. And then the flu. I think a regular cold, the flu, RSV. COVID and the flu are basically the same, except the one thing that's different is that you lose your taste with COVID. But go online and look. You know, if you don't know, you don't know. And so if you're not feeling well, at least you may be able to start somewhere. But don't give yourself any kind of disease like I used to do on WebMD. Just be knowledgeable. Be aware. Be aware of, you know, how you should feel or some symptoms, just in case you do need to do something greater than just get some sleep and, you know, pop some cold medicine. Just be careful. Let me take a sip of this tea because that's all I'm sipping right now. Hold on. Is some hot tea. But why don't you go ahead and get yourself comfortable if you're not already comfortable. Kick back, put your feet up on your ottoman, sit up in your bed against your headboard, lay across the couch, do whatever it is you need to do in order to ride this ride for me for about the next, 55 minutes or so as I bring you this podcast this evening of Freestyle Tuesday. And let's get started, everyone. And if you're just joining, this is the Phenomenally You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. Let me tell you what I did this weekend. Well, let me tell you what I've been doing. I really wanted to focus and kind of hone in on self, and I do that a lot. But I took a little step back, so I've been trying to look at even more positive things in order to counter this true crime addiction that I have. But I even kind of, believe it or not, I kind of fell back on that too. So this weekend, Saturday, I didn't even leave the house. I stayed home all day Saturday, and I watched a lot of really good interviews on different podcasts, different platforms, and I wanted to share a couple of them with you, and I recommend that you go watch them. So one of them is the Chris GQ Perry TV. I'm not sure if it's considered a podcast or not, but you can go look at it on YouTube, and it's Chris GQ, like the magazine, Perry TV. I found a really great podcast called Keep It Positive, Sweetie. If anybody watches Sista or Fatima on BET, Crystal Renee, I cannot understand my writing. Last name starts with an H. She is Fatima, but she has a really, really great podcast, again, called Keep It Positive, Sweetie. And I happened to stumble upon it, and she was interviewing Eva Marcille. And if anybody is familiar with her, Eva Marcille is, I think, the first winner of American Next Top Model, but I could be mistaken. And let me explain something. This was such an empowering interview, and it got me to thinking about what I'm going to speak on, because I always say that my platform is positive and powerful, positive, empowering, and insightful. And I really always want to bring that to your platform, because if you get on social media, you already know that you can be bombarded with a lot of negativity, especially if that's what you are looking at. The other podcast that I always tell everybody to watch is called Don't Call Me White Girl. It can be a little much, but it is informative. It is listening to things going on in the world and just her opinion from her perspective in real talk, because a lot of people try to be politically correct, and she's not really trying to do that, but she is someone who brings very, very good information. And then I'm also reading this book, which is wonderful, called The 5 A.M. Club. I saw this also, this man I saw on a podcast that I'll find the name for later because I didn't write it down, but he basically talks about the importance of owning your morning to elevate your life. I am an early riser. I know a lot of people aren't, but I do believe that it is important to start your day off the way that you want your entire day to go. I always tell people all the time, you wake up the last minute, you're rushing, you start your day off like that. You wake up and yelling at your kids, you start their day off like that. And that's not what you want to be. I used to hate that. So you want to start your day off the way that you want the entire day to go. You kind of set the mood. You set the tone of the day. This is a really good book. Again, it's called The 5 A.M. Club. The author is Robin Sharma, R-O-B-I-N Sharma. It's a great, great book. And then also, just let me put this out there. Right before the podcast started, my dear friend informed me that in a text that her sister's book came out, and her sister was on CBS This Morning with Gayle King. So her sister's name is Takiya Wallace McMillian, and the book is called, and let me make this bigger, The Color of Dance, A Celebration of Diversity and Inclusion in the World of Ballet. And it states, The Color of Dance illuminates the beauty and promise that black and brown girls bring to the field of ballet with rich, joyful, and poetic imagery. Takiya Wallace McMillan, and if I said that wrong, I apologize, captures the timeless nature of the phrase, dare to dream. The other thing says here, Takiya Wallace McMillan has lovely centered young dancers, has lovingly centered young dancers of color, and never before, as never before. This long overdue tribute to humanity, beauty, and diversity as seen through ballet's lens is both necessary and breathtaking. Brava. And again, the book is called The Color of Dance by Takiya Wallace McMillan. I feel connected to this because I have grown up with Shelby since we were children. This is her, one of her sisters. I encourage you to buy the book. I'm always going to encourage people to do greatness. Go out and look for the book, and then I'll make sure that I even post it on my social media pages so that we support this young person, you know, doing great things. And it actually opens the door for what I'm talking about because she wrote a book celebrating black and brown girls, celebrating black and brown girls in the world of ballet. Because even 20 years ago, even today, being a ballerina was not something that many dance instructors thought or a brown girl could do. You know, and so it just reminds of where we've come from and where we're going and what we need to do. And I was listening to Keep It Positive, Sweetie, and Tyler Perry was one of her interviews, and it was really interesting. And he talked about having a scarcity mindset, meaning that you don't kind of, you know, you feel guilty for wanting greater things. But sometimes there's a generation of people that actually were kind of conditioned to not want greater things and feel guilty when they got them or feel guilty when they thought about it. And I was really thinking about what he was saying when he talked about, and I did it backwards, I think, it's called a scarcity mindset, is that there are a whole demographic of people who have been conditioned over generation after generation after generation to not only not expect great things, but to not even go for the greater things out of this low-key guilt of almost feeling like, is it deserving or should I be doing that, or being in this mindset that you always have to be walking this line and you can't want a mansion because you don't want to be called, you know, materialistic. You can't want a nice car because you don't want someone to say something to you. And in a sense, he kind of explained that as a scarcity mindset, and he was saying that he had that, believe it or not, as a billionaire, because his initial motivation to become successful was to take care of his mother. And after his mother passed away, he kind of felt stuck. And that is kind of when he started buying nicer things for himself. And you think about it, and you think about somebody who's worked hard, who used to live in his car, who was homeless, who really feels like it's a big gesture to buy himself like a really nice suit or, you know, a nice briefcase or something like that. He never had any problem giving other people money. He never had any problem showering his friends with gifts, but felt some kind of way with doing that for himself because he talks about a scarcity mindset, being too comfortable in the position that you are, not because you can't move up, but because you're almost scared to move up because you're so fearful, you know, of being able to maybe finance that larger thing that you don't even make that next step because you're comfortable right here. You don't even think about something bigger because you're comfortable right here. That's the scarcity mindset. But that also speaks on stepping out on faith. Stepping out on faith to go for the bigger and the better things, to go for the greater things because you know you deserve them and it is okay. And when I think of Shelby's sister who wrote this book, this is not an ordinary book. It's not an ordinary book. You don't see millions or hundreds of books written about black ballerinas, but it's a step out on faith to say, you know, she could have easily said, who am I to write a book? Who am I to tell this story, right? But she didn't have the scarcity mindset. She had the greatness mindset, and that's why she did it. And you know what? It's a lesson to me because I've been sitting on the book for a couple years. People ask me about it. Sometimes it's just very overwhelming for me to think about what could happen, but I had to remind myself not to be in that scarcity mindset. But anyway, I just want to make sure that everybody reaches out and buys this book. Now, the other book I said, Robin Sharma, he's made his millions. Not that you shouldn't buy the book, The 5 a.m. Club. But guess what? Let's support her. Let's support Takiya. Let's make sure that she gets this book sold. And, you know, she sounds like she's already starting off great. But you know what? Let's make it greater. So tell your friends. Share the podcast. I ask everybody to share the podcast with at least one person so that we can support each other, right? Because what do I always say? When you shine, I shine. That's how I feel. I feel very proud of that, and I've never even met her. But you know what? Shelby, if you're listening, tell her I said congratulations, and I'll make sure that everybody that I know, you know, represents correctly for her. But, again, let me get back to the scarcity mindset. Because you won't accomplish anything. You will stay in a rut with the scarcity mindset. You will stay in a rut. And is that something that you want to do? There are people who have worked hard all of their lives, saved the money that they needed to save, have more than enough to take care of themselves, but they still limit themselves. And it's not because, you know, what do I want to say? They're necessarily trying to save money for people. It's the root in it is because they're scared to move in a bigger manner. They're always worried about not being able to take care of what they have or worried about that somebody else is going to have to take care of them or just worried about life so much that they stunt their own growth, you know, out of fear. And so I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to myself because you can get conditioned to settle for the average because, you know, you're made to feel guilty for wanting something bigger. But why not? Why not? If I speak particularly about us, when I say us, and I know I have a lot of different listeners from all kind of places, but as a Black woman, Black women, Black men, we are bold and beautiful, and we do bold and beautiful things. And for so many generations, we have been made to feel like we shouldn't be bold and beautiful. We have been made to dim our light, to not shine as bright for the sake of everybody else because other people feel like you shouldn't. And today I have to say, you know, some things gonna have to change. Because we are bold and beautiful, and even if you're not Black, and that is just what your demeanor is, and you are bold and beautiful, that is what you are. And live in it and be about it because that is what you are. And don't let that scarcity mindset make you think anything else. We are bold and we are beautiful, and sometimes we are really loud, and sometimes, you know, people see our they hear and see our presence, and that is all good. Because that is what we are. That is what we are. And you don't have to apologize for that. And you don't have to feel ashamed for that. Because you know what? Other people are not apologizing for who they are. Okay, I don't want to get off course, but I have a whole bunch of notes here. I don't know. I don't think I shared this with you guys because I haven't had a podcast, but this is like something that I wrote sometimes when I journal, and I said, what I already knew but have recently been reminded of is that without a doubt, things will not always go your way. But the way things end up going is not always the worst thing. As a matter of fact, in many cases, this is going to be my next thing I'm going to talk about. I was watching another podcast because I'm a podcast, obviously, an addict, along with true crime. And there was a young lady, and again, I have to look up. I'm so sorry. I don't have all the names of the podcast. I should have had them. I will post them. But there was a young lady who basically was talking about that she is going through a storm. And she feels as if she low-key has been abandoned by God. And she said because she feels that he knows what she's going through. And she feels that he sees it and he knows what she wants and he knows what's in her heart. But and he's supposed, you know, he promises to make your life better, but her life is just getting worse. And she's just trying to make it through. She's just trying to make it through. She's trying to make it up the hill to see over. She's trying to be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and she just doesn't know how to do it. And, you know, she's asking him, like, you know, when will the relief come to me? When will I see the light? When will I not feel this pain? And it was interesting because the girl she was talking to really said, you have to really look at it, understanding that even when we think we are being let down, even when he, whomever it is you feel that that is, I'm not the most religious person, but in my case, I'm a believer in the Lord. Even when you feel he has turned his back on you and you feel lower than low, it's a personal feeling and he hasn't. And it reminds me of something that when I wrote that, it was interesting because what I said was the way things end up going is not always the worst because you make it through. And what the girl was saying was sometimes you have to get broken down in order to get built up. Sometimes you have to shed all of those bad habits so that you can walk the journey that you need to walk because you won't be able to do it with all the bad habits that you have. You won't be able to do it with the insecurities that you have. You won't be able to do it with the doubts you have. You won't be able to do it with the baggage that you picked up along the way that you feel you can't live without, but you can. And so in the midst of the storm and sometimes feeling like you're in the eye of the storm, you feel like you can't make it. You feel like you can't breathe and you feel like you have been abandoned and you look around and you're like, what am I going to do? Why have you left me behind? But you haven't been left behind. This is necessary. It's necessary. And I just told one of my friends, I said, even if you feel like you're going to be crushed, you're not going to be crushed. But you have to be able to live through the storm so that when you come out the storm, you're ready. You're ready for the journey that you're supposed to be on. And that's so important. It's the importance of being still. It's the importance of being able to be still and hear. And hear where you need to go and what needs to be said. It's one of the things I was doing on Saturday. I wasn't completely silent, but I was still. And I made a conscious decision to bombard myself with nothing but positivity that day. Not that I'm sitting around looking at extra messed up stuff. I'm not. But what I'm saying is that I made a conscious decision to really look for stuff that spoke to me and encouraged me to be better and to not quit and not to give up and to work on myself and to understand the importance of things like integrity and kindness and that it really does make a difference. But most of all, the importance of self-love. Because a lot of us are absorbed in ourselves, but it's not about self-love. It's not about self-love. And we're worshiping all these things, but what we should be worshiping. It's almost like pursuit of life has become this addictive thing. And when you have people pushing this agenda that a wonderful and happy life, that a successful life only is made of the big house and the expensive cars and the money and the trips, you could lose sight. You could lose sight of your true purpose. You could lose sight of true happiness. Because you put everything into that, and that's all that you can focus on. And you can't focus on anything else. And so you're self-absorbed in a way that is not beneficial to you. And so we have to learn to be still. And we have to learn that sometimes shit just gets uncomfortable. It's just uncomfortable. It's almost like that video that I posted last night of me doing my workout, and it's probably gone now. That hurt. It was uncomfortable, but I know what the end-all, be-all will be. And that's kind of what life is about. It's not always comfortable. It's not always comfortable. And let me tell you what, if we are always just focused on I, nine times out of 10, 9.9 out of 10, it's not going to be comfortable. Because we don't know, right? And if you're never still, if you're always moving, if you're always bombarding yourself with all this stimulus that is from everywhere but within, you never hear where you need to go. And then you wonder why, you know, you feel the way that you feel. And then you wonder why you're thinking the way that you're thinking. And you're wondering why your body is not feeling right and your mind is not feeling right. And you're just not feeling right. Because just like we water our plants and we wash our cars and we get the roof done on our houses and what else do we do? We do all kinds of stuff, get our lawns mowed, right? We upkeep the house, we vacuum, we dust. So many people upkeep their house, do chores every week to make sure their stuff is beautiful, but they don't dust within. They're not dusting within. They're not upkeeping themselves from within. And then we wonder why we don't feel the way that we feel like we should. Because we know. We know. And then how do we walk in our greatness when we are not treating ourselves like we are from greatness? From greatness. Remember those words. We are from greatness. I see more people joining, so really quick. If you're just now joining, thank you. This is the Phenomenon You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I'm your host, Nicole. And this is Freestyle Tuesday. I actually am just shooting from the head. Is that what you call it? I'm freestyling up in here. But I'm trying to hope that I don't throw you off. I told you guys I have this call. Like I said, you know, we have to live in a manner that promotes our greatness because we are from greatness. From greatness. That hit me today. Earlier today, and it's so crazy because then I turned on another podcast with Kerry Washington that used to play in Scandal, and she said two words to me that really struck me, and I wrote them down, and they are, I know you hear me turning my pages, she talked about, generational strength and generational courage. And I know a lot of times we talk about generational trauma. As a matter of fact, I think the last time I did a podcast, I talked about generational trauma. And I'm going to be honest with you, I had never even thought of the terms of generational strength and generational courage. And what she stated was, since she has been a child, she has known that strength and courage ran through her blood, and it was a part of who she was. And that she came from women particularly that were very strong, that were very, very courageous, because she was talking about women. And she knew that in many times when she had self-doubt, she would think of that, you know, that she comes from greatness. She comes from greatness. And so I ask you to think about that. I ask you guys to write those two words down, generational courage and generational strength, because so many times we're always talking about the trauma, the things negative that affect us and kind of, you know, impede our ability to walk in our greatness. But how many podcasts, how many shows, how many programs have we watched where we talk about the greatness in people, particularly people of color, where we talk about in the whole thing why we stand here today with our backs up straight, with our crowns, you know, even if you want to tilt it a little because we, you know, we have flavor like that, with our crowns on, with our heads up high. Why do we do that? Generational courage and generational strength. And although she was talking about women, you know what, it runs in your blood. Generational courage and generational strength. And regardless of what we've been subjected to, regardless of what people have been subjected to for generation after generation after generation, in terms of how they were raised, in terms of the things that they have seen, the things that they have been, the way they've been treated, is the generational greatness and the generational courage is what has got us here today. And sometimes you forget that. And when I heard her talking about it, it really, like, I was like, okay, it's so easy for us to always talk about what has made us weak, right? But where did that strength from? Where does that come from? Where does that courage come from? Where did that come from? And that is what we cannot forget when we are going through those storms. That's what we cannot lose sight of. When the shit hits the fan and when you feel like you can't take another step or you can't listen to another word from someone who may, you know, has crossed the line with you, you have to dig deep and remember the generational strength and the generational courage. And that is why we stand here today. That is why I speak here today, because I come from a long line of courage and strength. Yeah, there was some trauma in there too, because everybody has dealt with it. But guess what? The courage and the strength. You know, we can't miss that. We can't keep ignoring that, because that's what gets us through. And when we think that we can't take it and we can't go another day, or, you know, we're about to lose it, we have to remember that generational strength and that generational courage. And how do we honor that the most? And I firmly believe that, is that sometimes we forget about it because we're not being still. We're not walking in our purpose. We don't know what our purpose is. We're not even trying to figure it out, because we just want to do what we want to do. I. I always say, a lot of times, if you ever listen to yourself talk, even when you get mad at someone or something doesn't go your way, listen to the words you start your sentences off with. I. Well, I don't understand. Well, I'm tired. Well, I don't get it. Well, if it was me. And when you use those words a lot, and when you really walk through life and you think that everybody is supposed to do things the way you're supposed to do it, and you really think technically that your desire is bigger than the greater desire, then you will be lost. Because it's not about I, not in that manner. And how do we figure it out? How do we figure things out? We have to be still. We have to be still so that we can hear. Because you know what? We'll keep getting broken down. I've said this a million times, and I have lived this. I say this because I have experienced it. I have said, girl, you know you shouldn't be doing that. And I did it. And technically I regretted it because the outcome was terrible. And then I thought I learned a lesson. But no, I didn't learn a lesson, because Nicole was going to do what Nicole wanted to do. And so I made another step that I knew I shouldn't be doing. And guess what? I fell off those steps. Almost like how, you know what? One time I fell off these steps at my friend Shelly's house. If she's listening. But it reminds me of that, because you don't listen. And then you tumble down the steps, bump your head, skin your knee, you get up, and you still don't listen. And then you trip as you fall down the street. Then you still don't freaking listen. And you wonder why, what the hell is going on around me? Why does all this stuff keep happening? Because you're not listening, babies. You are not stopping to be still. And when you be still, you have to let go, right? And you gotta let the stuff from the past go. And you have to say almost, I'm here, just speak to me. And you can't hear the guidance. You can't hear where you need to go if you're not taking the time out to listen to it. And I know that it gets hard, because life is hard. And when you sit down and you be still and you really have to hear yourself and you start having to really, you know, deal with your own shit, sit down and really be honest about the kind of person that you are and why your life is where it's at. I'm not saying that you did anything bad or good, but when you really got to sit down and self-audit and you sit down and you are quiet, it's uncomfortable. There are some things I think that you can only do yourself, and that's one of them. When you're trying to get out of a rut, nobody can get you out of that rut. You have to get out of that. When you're trying to, you know, change things, a lot of times you got to change things yourself. And it's not that everybody around you has abandoned you. It's not that. You haven't been abandoned, right? You got to be there for yourself. But you got to be there for yourself. You have to sit in silence so that you can hear what it is that you need to hear. And you can't be scared of what you may hear. You can't be scared of that. You can't keep running. You can't keep running. There's people that can never be still. Never be still. Regardless of what it is, they can't sit and be still. So I encourage you, just like you schedule everything else, schedule your time to be still. And however that looks for you. Meditate, pray, journal. It will come to you. And you will be better for it. And we're in a world, and I was just having this conversation the other day, we're in this world that's always moving. I was just saying, you know, when we were young, the TV would go off, because I'm 51. You guys remember when the TV used to turn off and the flag used to show, right? Do you remember on Sundays when there was barely anything open and everything closed at like 5 if it was open? Do you remember even if it was a weekday after a certain hour, you couldn't do anything? You know, if you didn't get to the grocery store by a certain time, you wasn't getting any groceries. If you didn't shop for that birthday party by a certain time on a Friday, you wasn't getting no gifts until that next Saturday morning. But do you see what I'm saying? We are in a day of constant stimulation. Constant. You can shop 24/7. You can watch TV 24/7. You can do all kind of things 24/7 all day. And it's the demise of the community. It's the demise of the family. And people wonder why people are in financial turmoil, mental turmoil, physical turmoil. Fast food restaurants staying open 24 hours a day. Believe it or not, as much as we love Amazon, Amazon knows it gets my coins. Being able to shop for anything, any time of the day. Without leaving your house. Being able to watch TV any time of the day. And you wonder why you have to schedule time to be still. Because stuff doesn't turn off unless your power goes out and the telephone, what are these things, the towers go down. Because even if your power goes out, you can get on your phone. You have to be aware of where things are going so that you can do what you need to do for yourself so that, you know, you're not taken down with it. You know, we have to love ourselves more. But getting back to that, generational courage and generational strength will help you do that. My notes here state, every time I was supposed to move to the next level, I didn't because I was comfortable. Everything in my life, but then everything in my life got uncomfortable. You want to know why? Because we're God-given. We've been given to this world by the Lord, right, by God. We're supposed to be walking in our greatness. Do you know what that means? That means that we continue to evolve. And when you do not continue to evolve, your life will become uncomfortable because you can't stay in the same place. So, again, I tell you, if you're unhappy with where you are, think about that. If you just joined, earlier I talked about something called scarcity mindset, and I think all of this goes together. You have to walk out on faith, but you have to understand that you are ever-evolving people. We are ever evolving. We are supposed to be walking in our greatness. We are supposed to be. And so when we don't, it gets uncomfortable. things don't start working out the way that they're supposed to work. You start having more disappointments because that's that little push. And if you could hear the guidance that you're getting, you'll hear it. Say, trust me. Don't trust you, trust me. Steph, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And so then the next thing, it's so funny. This is hilarious because this is, okay, you guys, this again, like I said, this is Freestyle Tuesday. I have a couple of things here that I just wrote down and I'm sharing them with you. The other thing, and this is part of everything that I'm talking about, is, sorry, give people the grace to be human. Give people the grace to be human. What does that mean? We all are flawed. Every single person is flawed. Give people the grace to be human. Allow them to make mistakes. It doesn't mean they got to walk over you, but allow people to make mistakes. You want me? I'm going to tell you something that's even bigger. Give yourself the grace to be human. Yes, we come from generational courage. We come from generational strength, but that does not mean you always feel strong and you always feel, you know, the most courageous. Give yourself grace. I always tell Marley, we're in this time where everybody thinks that they're just supposed to always be on point 24/7. And I think this is directly related to being still. And so then you don't even know yourself and you don't understand that emotions are normal. And sometimes you wake up and you just don't feel like it. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to get up. And sometimes you just, even though you choose happiness, you may not always feel happy. And no, there's nothing the matter with you. It's emotions. Give yourself the grace to be human. Emotions are human. Give yourself the grace to be human. There's nothing the matter with you feeling insecure. There's nothing the matter with you feeling scared sometimes. There's nothing the matter with you sometimes feeling that you need help from somebody else. There's nothing the matter with sometimes you just feel like you want to shed a tear. It's called emotions, and give yourself the grace to be emotional. Give yourself the grace to be human. This whole narrative out here that every time somebody is feeling an emotion, they have a mental health issue is not, it's weird to me. And I mean, this is just my opinion. It's weird because there are true people that have mental health issues, and then there are people who are having a bad time for the day or the month. And there's nothing the matter with them because they should feel the way that they feel because of how life is going. And I know I'm the person that always says, choose happiness, choose happiness, choose happiness. But let me tell you something. Sometimes life gets with you, and yes, you're supposed to look for the brighter side. But don't ever feel like you have any kind of problem because, you know, you've been tripping and stumbling and falling downstairs and, you know, things have just not been going the way that you feel that they need to go. And some messed up stuff has been happening to you, and you're just supposed to be clapping, talking about bring it on. It does not work like that. And because of the stuff going on in your life, you're not feeling the best and you're not feeling the most confident. And, yes, I encourage you to be still so that you can figure out how to get out of the rut. But those emotions that you feel are normal. It's normal. And so when you're feeling like that, you don't want people to say, you know, well, you know what, you'll be okay eventually. You know what you say? You say, I understand how you feel, right? I understand. And sometimes you say nothing. Sometimes you just sit there in silence with people. Sometimes you just hug them. Sometimes no words are needed. Sometimes the best advice you can give someone is your silence and your understanding and your empathy. Give people the grace to be human. Next thing is, don't let negative voices in your head become your reality. We are our worst critics. And when we don't take the time to be still, we allow the critiques in our head to get the best of us because we listen to ourselves and we're not listening to him. And don't let your negative voices in your head become your reality, even when things are going extra, extra bad. Work on it. Sometimes you ever met, and I always say, have you ever met someone who gets miserable 24/7? 24/7. Or have you ever met someone just because of how, you know, the things that they've experienced in life, everything out of their mouth is negative. Everything. Well, don't let those negative voices in your head become your reality. Bad things happen in life, but you don't always have to, I don't want to say prepare for the bad things, and at the same time, that's what I want to say. Don't let your negative experiences, don't let your negative voices become your reality. Bad things happen, but you're going to be okay. Sorry, guys, I just took a little sip of my tea. I am here. I know I went silent. So the other thing that I just wanted to share with you, and again, I know this is different. Oh, now, I don't watch a lot of reality TV, but I do want to bring this up, and we have 13 minutes, and this is on a whole other topic. But also, this is about what I say about give yourself the grace to be. It's about getting to know yourself and not being caught up in this mess going on in this world. There was a thing with Love and Hip Hop, I think, where one of the girls called somebody a blue monkey. And it runs very deep in how people have been raised, generation after generation, have been conditioned to always pursue things that make them feel better than the other. So they'll put somebody else down for something that makes absolutely no bit of sense. It was a race thing because, as anybody knows, and if you don't know this, you don't affiliate black people with monkeys, period. And I don't care if you don't feel that it wasn't based on race. You don't, monkeys and black people generally don't mix. We don't mix. I'm just telling you. It's very rare that you will go to a birthday party for black people and it for a little kid and it'll be a monkey theme. It's just too many hurtful things that align with that have been instilled in people for generation after generation. I know that everybody does not understand that, but this is why we have to be better about how we treat each other. Because even if it wasn't meant in this manner, you know, there's some common sense. The other day I sent some of my girlfriends this picture of this face on this bag, and it looked like a racist face to me. And, you know, there was someone that told me, well, I don't see that. But this is the thing. Even if it's not offensive to you, you have to understand that it's offensive to somebody else too, and the reason and what is behind it, which is why you have to educate your children, and you have to make sure you continue to educate them, and you have to stop relying on other people to educate your kids about things that you need to educate them on, that we need to educate them on, period. Because, no, you know, one demographic may not understand that. Okay, that's fine in a sense, but that's why you educate yourself. And that even though it may not bother you, understand why it bothers the next person. It's like how women don't like to be called a bitch. You know? We know why. There are certain terms, there are certain things that you shouldn't do, not because maybe you even feel like it is offensive, but because you know it offends somebody else. And when someone tells you that they don't like something, you shouldn't be looking for a reason to do it just because you want to do it. Because if you care about somebody, there's things you don't do because they said, you know what, I don't like that. And if it's not unreasonable, it doesn't make any sense. And this is where I get frustrated sometimes with the conversations that are had when I see and I worry about my kid so much who is 21, because we shouldn't be rationalizing stuff like that. There is no, oh, well, no, there is none of that. Period. It's so important for us to educate each other. It's so important for us to understand that no matter whether we are black or brown or white, we have to respect each other. And you can fool yourself into thinking that you are better because you look a different kind of way, because your hair flows a different kind of way, because your skin color looks a different kind of way, because your body looks a different kind of way. We already know that there's really is no common sense in that, because everybody suffers. Everybody goes through things. And so if that was really real, you wouldn't be going through the stuff that you're going through. You got to understand what that's rooted in. We have to be better and kinder to each other. We have to. And we wonder why the Mother Nature is acting a fool out here, because we're acting a fool. She's trying to tell us to go sit down and be still. I don't know why that just popped up in my head, but it did. But I appreciate everybody who joins this. Thank you so much. Thank you. I love this podcast. A lot of times I'm just talking to myself and reminding myself to continue to walk in my greatness, reminding myself to be still so that I can be a good friend, reminding myself of all the things I need to do so that I can continue to evolve. And what I want to remind you is that's what you need to do so you can be the best that you can be, right? So the other day I was journaling. I want to read to you what I don't always share my journals, but I wrote this, and it's rooted in when you think someone is this wonderful person and you realize that they're not. But when I really look deep into this, this is really about us putting too much into things, and we have to learn, you know, to do better. And so I said, it's interesting when someone who you have always equated with greatness no longer looks that way to you. Have my lenses been cleaned? Maybe they have always been smudged, which helped me run with what I wanted to believe instead of seeing what has always been right there in my face. There's nothing special about this person. I made them special. I put them on a pedestal. Stool. Wow. Isn't reality a trip? We can always ignore it, but it sits back waiting because reality knows it's real, the realest thing you can pull up on. And one day, regardless of how much you have denied it, it can no longer be ignored. Reality is a bitch because we try to play her, but she cannot be played. When you try to play reality, you play yourself. Damn, reality is like, move, bitch, get out the way. And then she settles in all her glory, and all you can do is smile and give her the credit deserved. Because reality is not playing. You can call it whatever it is. Reality is all things, and all things is God. And we can fool ourselves into thinking that this person's great, this thing is great. You know, we can put everything, every person on a pedestal. In our head, we can believe that we can't breathe. We can't live without it or without that person. But in the end, there's only one. There's only one that's the greatest of all. There's only one that we really should be relying on. There's only one that we should be putting on a pedestal. And I think sometimes we just lose sight of that. We argue about religion. We argue about what this looks. We argue about everything else, and we lose sight of that. And when we lose sight of that, we lose sight of ourselves. Cold-blooded, huh? I'm not complaining, though. That's just real, right? So as you relax this evening, I'm going to go to bed. Remember, stop living in a scarcity mindset. Open your mind to all the possibilities and understand that you are from generational greatness and you are from generational strength. And yes, things don't always go our way. And yes, we carry a lot of baggage. But remember that we have been able to carry that baggage because of generational courage and generational strength. And with that generational courage and generational strength, we will be able to get rid of that baggage. So stay focused. Be still so that you can hear where you need to go. Be still so that you can hear which way you need to turn. Be still so that you can finally hear how you're going to continue to evolve, how you're going to claim your happiness, how you're going to be happiness, be happy, how you are going to be okay. And remember that all discomfort is not bad. And sometimes, right, you have to be a little broken in order to get fixed. Because when you're walking in your greatness, you can't bring those bad habits with you. You can't bring that baggage with you. So you have to be still so you can hear what it is you need to do. You got to be able to hear the instructions. What did my teacher used to tell me? I talked all the time. We so busy talking and running and doing everything that we can't even hear the instructions. Give people the grace to be human. Don't let negative voices in your head become your reality. Remember, as Crystal Renee Hazlett, I believe, said on the Keep It Positive, Sweetie podcast, what are you going through and what are you growing through? What are you going through and what are you growing through? Think about it. Sometimes the best thing that you can say is silence, which is funny coming from me on this podcast because I talk the whole time. But I say all of this because I want us, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. Me, you, all of us. And remember, you cannot move forward, like I just said, carrying all that baggage and bringing those bad habits with you. You just can't. And so we got to do what we need to do. And just like you do the chores for yourself, just like you clean up every, you know, you're scrubbing the floors, you're washing dishes, you're cleaning up your place, work on dusting the internal, your internal self out. Work on those chores. Get through those chores, that self-care chore, awareness chore, the knowledge of self chore. Think of everything else that we take care of. Take care of yourself better because that's exactly what you deserve. I haven't said it in a long time, but always remember, if no one else tells you, I'll tell you. You know, you're very, very phenomenal, which is why my podcast is called Phenomenally You. And I always want to remind you of that. I always want to remind you to keep growing, keep going. Don't stop. And I know sometimes you want to, and I know sometimes it gets hard, and I know that life is stressful, but you're going to get through it. Give yourself grace. Keep moving. Practice kindness. Remember that integrity matters. Do all that you need to do in order to be the best that you can be. Because, yeah, you're phenomenal. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I'd ask that you share this with somebody. Don't forget to buy Takiya Wallace's. Okay, Takiya, I'm not trying to cut off your last name. I forgot it. Wait, hold on. The whole thing before we go. Takiya Wallace McMillan. The book is called The Color of Dance. The Color of Dance. You know we probably can get it on Amazon. Google it, but support her. She's doing great things, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. Stay blessed. Stay safe. Good night.